Just over 1,000 Burmese refugees settled in Indianapolis last year, and that number is projected to grow this year. Carlene Miller, Executive Director of Exodus Refugee Immigration, an Indianapolis resettlement agency, says most refugees come to the United States because they don't have a lot of options.
The reasons people are coming from Burma to Indianapolis is because we had some people who were already here from Burma who had been students and had come here years ago. And so there was a language capacity here in Indianapolis. And so when they started resettling the camps of Burmese refugees, Indianapolis was a natural place for those folks to come.
She adds that all refugees are seeking to survive and are not able to go home. When coming, they lose the familiar, their families, their land, their food, and their culture. It's a difficult transition. Although they have a choice in leaving the camps, these young people understand that to stay is rather limiting. 17-year-old Sesa Mu, born in Burma, relocated to Thailand before coming to the United States 5 years ago. She now attends North Central High School and someday wants to go back to the refugee camp to help her people.
We have a choice. Like, you can stay in the camp, but they don't have a good education. But in here, my parents, they have a good education for the children, so they had a better life, a better job, and it can help family. That's why they choose to come here.
Now that these refugees are here, how are these newcomers, especially the youth, assimilating to living in the United States? Over a dozen Burmese refugee students are involved in Project Einstein at North Central High School in Indianapolis. In an after-school program, students use photography to better transition into American culture. In early May, they hosted a photography exhibit at their school to share their insights with peers and the community.
People have seen you all in school, and I just don't think they knew what it meant to be a refugee student. And so that's one of the things. We think it's a pretty unique opportunity for this group of students to immigrate to America and become a part of America.
That's Sharon McCarthy, Bridge Coordinator and the Project Supervisor, speaking to the Burmese students. She adds, the project helps students understand their Burmese classmates, as well as helping the participants understand their new American culture. 17-year-old Ed Chin came to Indiana about 5 years ago from Burma. She enjoys attending school in the United States, saying there's more access to technology, and she likes that learning can take place outside of books.
Especially in science, like, we see and do it, you know, like, we do it, like, by ourselves. Like, back then, we just read a book.
She hopes to attend college someday and says currently Indiana University is her first choice. While these refugee students may not have had much choice about leaving their country, they have chosen to focus on their education. For Y Press, I'm Allison Albrecht, and Jen Martinez from Radio Arte contributed to this report.